We'll get started with Joe Mullinax.
Hey, D'Anthony, congratulations on the victory. Between Tim Frazier making his Grizzlies debut tonight, you had multiple players. Kyle Anderson with 6 assists, Brandon Clark with 5, Gorgui Dieng had 3. You had multiple guys kind of sharing the ball handling, shot creation responsibility tonight. How does that allow for you to play your game that you're so good at in transition, playing off the ball on the perimeter as a wing offensively, when there's others that are able to help kind of carry that load as the primary creator offensively? How does that let you kind of play to your strengths?
Honestly, I think you hit the head right on the coffin. Honestly, I love to play in transition. So once we get that rebound and we get out, you know what I mean? I'm sprinting, trying to find what's open and what's next, honestly. So, you know, it's a good job to finish possessions. I think that's the biggest thing. We got to finish possessions and grab the rebounds. And next thing you know, we out. And we all love to play in transition. And we all got smart guys that make the right play. So I got confidence and I got faith in them. You know, once they get the ball in their hands, you know, they understand what to do with it too.
Drew Hill.
D'Anthony, did this feel like a game that you guys needed to win, given you'd lost 3 in a row and you're looking at a team that was missing a couple of their stars?
We feel like every game we should win, honestly, because we're just going to play Grizzlies basketball. And, you know, we're just going to go out there, grit, grind, and continue to fight out there. So we feel like every game is a winnable game for us. And honestly, we've been in all of our games. And it's just about execution in that fourth quarter down the stretch, plays and that effort and stuff like that. So we got it. We know what to do in the first 3 quarters, but that fourth quarter, that's winning basketball, and we just got to continue to get better at that, and that only comes with experience.
Evan Barnes.
D'Anthony, obviously that third quarter, you guys kind of – the Nets kind of came back into it, but obviously things have been a little bit tense when Jonas left. So obviously for you, because you've been in protocol as well, how tough was it for you guys kind of at halftime to kind of just realize that Jonas is gone and you guys had to kind of regroup and just realize that – this happened in game, whereas with you, it happened, you know, before the game, before last week's game.
I think with the NBA, it's crazy because, you know, it's always next man up, honestly. So with Jonas, whatever happened with him, we just got to, you know, focus on what's at hand. So with Gorgui starting that second half and we just, you know, come in and getting ready and getting to it, honestly, because the NBA, you never know. There's so many variables that can happen, especially now with this whole thing. And protocols and like that, you know, everybody really has to stay ready now because players are going down 3-4 at a time. So you never know what could happen. And I feel like with us, we got a deep roster. And we got a deep team and with all experience. So, you know, everybody's ready and everybody's ready to produce too.
Adam Teich.
Hey, D'Anthony, congrats on the win. We saw Jaw sort of hyping you up there after you hit the corner three late in the fourth. What was he saying to you in that moment, and how much did his energy from the bench, sort of as you said, how much did he help you guys play winning basketball down the stretch tonight?
Y'all know 12, he going to always voice his opinion no matter what. So he continued to tell us what he see out there, what we should do, what they doing to us. And, you know, he's playing the game within his head. So he's just relaying the message for us, and we just got to continue to just, you know, hold it down till he get back in. We could tell he wants to be back bad, but man, he got the best celebrations, the best energy out there, and you already know he gonna bring nothing but energy until he get back.
Last question, we'll go to Terry Davis.
Hey, what's up, D'Anthony? You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm straight.
Hey man, you had a big war dunk. You had a few steals, deflections, and then you even have the block at the end, man. It's a little thing that you didn't do yesterday that you got your win. So how can you take this and just start stacking wins?
Film. We just got to keep watching film. Honestly, LeVert had a little explosion in the third quarter. So we just want to figure that out. So stuff like that doesn't happen again. But film is just personnel and just, you know, being prepared. Honestly, that's what I'm trying to do more this year. Just, you know, giving myself the best chance at guarding these, you know, these great scores and these great players in this league, and also being able to produce on the other end too. So that just comes with, you know, my stamina, my conditioning, my discipline. So that's all the things I've been working on.
Thanks, D'Anthony.
Welcome.